Hey, you. Thanks for giving us a listen. This is the Loose and Conversational Podcast. My name is David Keem, and every week I sit down with friends, old and new, over drinks to chat about whatever. This is our second episode, and it's really a continuation of the first with Jen and Kylie. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Loose and Conversational Podcast.
Not insulting your generation.
Sounds like it. Most people, when they start things with millennials, it's usually an insult.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I have other names to call you. I don't need to call you a millennial.
What are you on the cusp?
I am a zillennial.
What does that even mean?
That's what Caroline calls herself too.
Yeah. What is what?
We're like not really. We're the best of both, obviously.
See, is there a more millennial thing that you've ever heard a millennial say?
No.
This is the thing with Carol Ann. Whenever she wants to make an argument that she's not a millennial, she basically says, "I'm a millennial."
Okay, but what is the age frame for millennial?
80, 81. So
you're born 96.
40.
To 96.
Yeah. To 96. And you were born when? Sorry?
81.
So you are a millennial.
Zillennial.
No, you're a millennial because millennial doesn't actually exist. Okay, got it.
So I read a whole bunch of things that make you Generation X or make you a millennial because it's actually saying it's this date. That's not really it.
What is it?
Your generation, your values, what you grew up with and what you were taught and what you believe in, things like that.
Interesting. What world events shaped your viewpoint? Like 9/11 is a world event.
I actually thought that. But interesting enough, there's this whole website that's like dedicated to it.
Well, you believe everything you read on the websites.
I do. I learn everything from the internet. But what they said is they actually basically took big events and said, how much did this, like what was the biggest event that happened in your life that sort of blah, 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 blah. And it's interesting as you go generation by generation, 9/11 comes up in three different generations.
I was going to say, what was the biggest event in your life that you can reference?
Princess Diana dying.
Oh, that was a big one for me, actually, if you're being kidding.
No, I'm not.
Princess Diana?
I remember where I was.
I remember, too.
When she died.
Where were you?
I was at home alone, and I was so upset that my uncle came over to console me.
That sounds so creepy.
And I was driving to Kananaskis.
That sounds like the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Oh, uncle, thank God you're here. Have you heard about Diana? Yeah, baby.
He's not the creepy uncle in my family.
Yeah. Not since the Diana thing.
Anyway.
No, she has a creepy uncle.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
And then he took me back to their house.
What did you put on?
With my aunt. It was so, I loved her. I mean, I think most people did.
Yeah.
And then we cuddled.
Yeah. Took off our clothes to stay warm.
Yeah. When I smell that aftershave, I feel so safe.
Yeah, totally.
And dirty.
Anyways, so Princess Diana, totally relate to that. Yeah. What was yours, David?
Where was I when Diana died?
The most memorable thing of your lifetime.
Event, world event.
I mean, I will absolutely remember 9/11. There's no doubt about it.
I remember where I was when that happened.
Yeah.
I would say it was the Night of the Long Knives when we were trying to
I don't even know what that
get
is.
The Constitution of Canada done and the Premier of Quebec went to bed and the Prime Minister and all the other premiers sat around and basically excluded Quebec. No, of course that's not mine. I would say 9/11.
No shit. 9/11?
Yeah. But it's like the pandemic is going to be especially for whatever the fuck you call people born 1996 and later.
I don't know. Like my children for now.
I hate it, by the way. I hate it when they call them Generation Z because I was Generation X and then there's the millennials.
Why? Yeah.
And then they could – well, no, that's the thing. And then they couldn't think of a name for this next generation. So it's like let's pretend the millennials were Generation Y and now we're Generation Z. Do you know what they call them in the United States?
What?
Generation Z.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be funny.
Okay.
I thought that was a good one.
No. It's not funny. And I'll tell you why. Having a last name that starts with Z.
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 So when you're in the United States and they ask you to spell your last name.
Yeah.
And I go Z-I-L, right? And they are absolutely puzzled by it. They're like, what?
Well, they're idiots.
Like they do not know actually what Z is.
Because they're idiots.
They don't know what anything is. If there's anything we've learned
about Americans
in the past 4 years, like I'm sorry if by any chance there's somebody from the United States listening to
there's
this.
There's no one listening.
And you're like, I'm going to get my gun and teach this boy a lesson.
We have one listener.
Yeah. You haven't been represented well.
Marissa?
Yeah.
Shout out to Marissa.
You never know. There might be a scandal. We go viral, you know?
Maybe.
If it was only that easy. I'd pop my dick out right now.
I know. People can't hear that.
No, they'd hear your reaction.
Oh, me firing you. They'd hear that.
Yeah.
David, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, popping my dick out wouldn't be.
I think this is not work related, though.
Why does your dick keep coming up?
Yeah. If I passed out in a park and you just happened to walk by and saw my dick, you couldn't fire me for that.
No, but that's not what this situation is.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Callie's generation.
With Corona, yeah, because I mean, my sons are probably too young. I mean, obviously they know what Corona is, but I don't know that it's shaped their life that much. Retrospect later, right?
Well, how many of us are retrospective about things that happened when we were small children?
Not me.
Well, I don't know that I thought Princess Diana was going to shape my worldview, right?
Like, did it really? It was that big of a deal?
It was for me, yeah. It really was.
I was pretty traumatized by it, too.
Why? Why did you like her so much?
Because she was the princess of the people.
Yeah.
I don't know. She kind of lived this fairy tale where she kind of became the princess, had all this marital drama, like who doesn't, you know, and then had these wonderful children and then died tragically.
Yeah. I think it's more the princess of the people. I remember when...
Well, she was bucking tradition. Here. Like she was like...
Yes, she was bucking tradition and that's what made her so...
Who was tradition?
The queen.
Oh, you said bucking. I'm sorry. I heard it wrong.
Anyways,
she was bucking a lot of people, but it wasn't the queen.
Yeah. And I remember her and Prince Charles came to Edmonton somewhere in the early 80s for Klondike Days.
They came to Regina too. I don't think they came for Klondike Days.
No. They were here during Klondike Days. So she was dressed up in Klondike garb.
Charles.
But I remember her getting off.
Did you know that they recreate?
David, just stop for a second.
In Canada, they have these celebrations with fatty food and aged entertainers.
Anyways, she was, I don't know if when they got off the plane or something like that, but there was a whole crowd of people and she was all dressed up and she went right for the crowd, right? Yeah. And she was like embracing people and shaking hands and talking to everybody, which was so abnormal for royalty at the time.
It's
right?
Because she still thought it was cool when people would hand her free stuff.
I mean, the truth is,
they did lots of flowers. The people were handing her flowers left, right, and center.
But the truth is, it's still uncommon. Like it's still
for royals. Yeah,
like they still don't. Right? Yeah, like she really was.
Well, now if you try, they kick you out of the royal family.
Yeah.
I wonder what was so different about Meghan Markle that they didn't let her get away with stuff.
Geez, I couldn't even put my finger on it. What could it be? American.
Kylie's looking at us like she doesn't realize she's black.
It's because she was American.
Oh, I thought it was because she was black.
No.
Oh, really?
I thought it was because she was black.
I'm being...
Oh, okay.
Oh, you guys. Kylie, look away from the mic when you laugh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's not my thing.
Jen's laughing silently now.
I'm really trying.
No, right? I'm good.
No, it's okay to laugh.
Just be professional. I can't guarantee if I'm invited to the Lionel Dave show.
Well, you won't be because they can only fit three in here.
No, we can figure it out. It'll be tough, but we could figure
David's
it out.
David's got a week to figure or 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could even give people, like if we have that many, we could bring more seats in here and we can give them handhelds.
Oh, I might. Never mind.
Well, I think that would be funny.
My mind went somewhere else. I don't know why.
Like handheld mics?
Yeah.
Sure.
But whenever Jen thinks of something long and cylindrical in a man's hand, she goes right to penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
Although if you were telling me, if you said that we were going to bring ladies in here and we were going to let them hold on to a couple melons.
What's the agenda for today there, David?
Well, Jen never went and got her cards, did she?
No.
Oh.
I did text somebody. I thought you were supposed to have an agenda.
You said you would have questions.
You texted somebody to see if they bring them up?
Yeah.
I said I would bring questions. Yeah, then we got the cards and I didn't make up the questions.
No. You said that you would have an agenda for each session.
I think the generations talk has been interesting.
Okay, well.
Although maybe it's over now.
Maybe.
Oh, she's on the way with Gregory.
Who's Gregory?
I'm assuming Greg.
Who's she?
Who's she?
Megan.
Why is she bringing Greg?
She's bringing the cards, or maybe Greg is bringing the cards.
Oh, they're on the way with Gregory.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Gregory's on the way with the
cards. So this will come out, because I don't think I can do these quicker than a week. So this will come out. I'm going to try to release them on Thursday, so the day before we record one there and abouts.
How long does it take you to, like, edit it?
I don't know, because, well, edit it, 2 hours at the most.
Oh, all right.
This week was longer because I had to do more stuff. But that's done now, so I don't have to worry about that. But the election will have happened.
That's true.
So
a Canadian's perspective of the American election.
Because so it'll be interesting to see a week from now what's going on. I will be disappointed if there's no riots. So what do you think is going to happen in the election?
Ugh, I don't even know if I can wager a guess.
Let's make bets right now. Let's make bets.
I'm going to bet on Biden because I hope reason will prevail.
Somebody there's, knocked.
Yeah, just
I think it's like probably Gregory.
Sneaking through the curtains.
Nice purse, Gregory.
I know one of the things I want to talk about because I know Kylie's going to go crazy. Mm. And maybe this is a good segue. I talked to you about, I guess, what they're called simps before, right? I don't know what it stands for. So a simp is somebody who is on the internet,
like
I
rhymes
guess,
with a gimp.
And people who actually know what this is, don't hate me if I get it wrong. I'm trying to learn. No, Marissa, a simp is somebody
you know
who gets over, is overly desperate to get the attention of a woman. So they kiss their ass relentlessly online.
Okay, just online, not like clearing gutters.
No. That's a friend.
Can you give us an example?
Gee, I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. So
I'm not online.
Me neither. I mean, I am, but not really.
So say I'm a girl and I do some sort of attention seeking thing on TikTok or Instagram.
Girls
or
don't do that.
My picture. Facebook. Girls. Yeah, like a bikini picture.
Girls
or,
definitely
or,
do. Girls don't do this.
Or I've never the thing I don't it. Get I've about never. TikTok.
Millennials do this.
Whoa, we're girls too.
No, there's a lot of people my age. TikTok is basically kidding. TikTok is basically young girls and like girls in their 40s, from what I can tell. But that might and there's a lot of other stuff.
That's what the algorithm shows you. I've had conversations with multiple people who are on TikTok, and not one of us has the same freaking algorithm.
Which is interesting because I don't understand how it works.
Me neither.
So you're on TikTok. How many times a day do you look at your TikTok? Like once?
Oh, once, yeah.
Yeah. How many women without bras do you see?
None.
Really?
Really?
Like, then I don't know, understand why TikTok thinks that's what I want to see.
Because it is what you want to see.
No, it's absolutely not what I want to
but
see.
But doesn't
it's
it work like Google, which is, oh, I'm interested in buying this, and then, no, not right now.
I don't know.
And then all of a sudden, all you see
no,
is
it,
that?
It must have a sense of, I'm a male, and I'm of a certain age. I don't know how. Maybe the other things I look at.
No.
And it's like.
You must have looked at some tits at some point.
I mean, he obviously
not on TikTok.
Did.
No, if I'm going to look at tits on the internet, I know where to find tits on
but
the internet.
But maybe TikTok found your tits from wherever you were looking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Google search tits, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I look at more porn than any other guy. I probably look
but
at
you
less.
Know, what is other – actually, I should say my husband's TikTok, allegedly, because my children watch it, is just like car crashes and like science experiments. And it's like I've never seen either one of those things on my TikTok.
Huh.
I have a friend who her TikTok algorithm is Black Lives Matter stuff.
Really?
I'm like, I've never seen that. I'm obviously.
Well, it's even interesting with Google because I'm really into F1 racing right now. And
what?
Everything, yeah, everything in my – I know, right?
That has never come up.
I know, but I am. I'm really into it.
It has nothing to do with Richard.
Are you more into it than the Google Halloween game you were playing today?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to end today, but there's an F1 race this weekend,
carry on.
Right? And last weekend, history was made.
Oh.
Don't know if you know.
Nope, I don't.
Because Lewis Hamilton won more races than Michael Schumacher.
Oh, wow. Lewis Hamilton's on, what's it called? David Letterman's Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like.
My next
for real?
Guest?
Kanye. Yeah, my next guest.
Oh, I got to watch that.
He's got
that.
Kanye. He's got all these really big stars. And
clearly
I don't think the audience usually knows, although with Kanye, I think they knew. Or maybe with one of them they knew, but generally they don't know. And so they announce it and the crowd just goes crazy. And what was the name of the guy you just said?
Hamilton?
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton. They'd be, I'm really excited to announce my next guest, Lewis Hamilton. And the crowd's going to be like, who? Because I don't think F1 gets a lot of coverage in the U.S. Maybe it does.
It doesn't know because it competes with Indy, right? Oh. And Indy is a U.S. Basically, Indy is the NFL, right? So does CFL get coverage in United States? No.
Is F1 the CFL?
No, F1 is the race, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's worldwide. Kind of like how soccer. You know how Americans don't get involved in soccer?
Yeah.
Right? But soccer is like the most worldwide watched sport.
Most popular game in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So F1 is kind of like worldwide for car racing.
Actually, I'm a fan of the basically the same thing as F1, but with motorcycle racing. And there is no coverage anywhere.
Like, oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but all I get in my Google news is F1 news.
Yeah, like they know you.
Yeah, it's like they know me.
Yeah.
Like that's all I get. Every second article is an F1 article.
Huh. Where the hell were we talking about?
I don't know.
Like I keep trying to jump back.
This is why you
F1,
should have notes
TikTok.
Or something.
Oh, simps.
TikTok,
simps.
Yeah, that's it. There you go, yeah.
Yeah, women with simps. So there's a lot
and
of women
like
who...
braless women.
Yeah, like I totally, that's all I see. And I don't want to see it because a lot of times...
Sure,
yeah.
No, I legitimately don't.
Sure.
I legitimately don't.
I will never believe
TikTok,
that sentence.
If you're listening to me, I don't want to see the women with no bras on. Because I'm usually usually I look through TikTok if I'm bored, which means I'm either hanging out with Callie or I'm sitting there with Carol Ann.
So there's
or
no time
I don't,
to masturbate is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, great. Amy just walked in as you say that. Thanks. Yeah, I just said it right there. That's your table.
You're the best, Amy.
So it's not that you don't want to see braless women. It's that you don't want to see them when your daughter or your girlfriend are sitting next to you.
Yeah, I guess if there's a time where I do want to see them, I want to be of a certain mood and disposition. And
candlelight. I just want to understand, David. Are they braless but with a shirt on?
Yeah, yeah. Because TikTok apparently.
They're not naked.
Because they're trying to skirt the TikTok rules, which apparently, because TikTok is from, you know, China. And apparently it's quite conservative.
I didn't
and
hear
it's,
you. What'd you say?
I said China.
Oh, okay. No, it's China.
China. Apparently it's quite easy to get videos taken down and to offend people, blah, blah, blah. But I don't understand what the thing.
Well, why don't you get all these videos taken down? You could report them.
No, because I don't. I just skip past them really fast. And I think I have this idea in my head. If I skip past them fast enough, maybe TikTok will be like, oh, he doesn't want to see this.
I'll have to ask my husband if he sees the same thing.
Yeah. Or maybe he just tells your kids, don't talk about the nipples.
I mean, maybe.
Apparently, these women will post stuff, which they're attention-seeking, which maybe, I guess, if we all see different versions of TikTok. To me, TikTok is the gateway drug to OnlyFans. So if you're a girl, you get on TikTok, you dance around a little bit with no bra on, you get enough simps following you, then you're like, hey, I've got an OnlyFans, and then they move over to your OnlyFans.
Did you move over to someone's OnlyFans?
You know what? I've considered it. I have not done it yet.
I actually...
Because I get curious, not because I want to jerk off. I mean, I don't need to.
You do want
to
jerk off.
I've got 48 years of like stuff in the head, right? Like, I don't...
I guess. You don't want to pay for it. Why do you pay for it at this point in time?
Yeah, plus I could just like...
Okay, so why do people pay for it? Because OnlyFans, I know someone, literally I know someone who's on OnlyFans, and so out of curiosity, I'm like, okay, let's go take a look. $50 a month.
Oh, that's insane. That's the most I've ever heard for OnlyFans.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck spends this? But she has like 241 likes.
Well, that doesn't mean that they're
paying.
So
describe this girl. Is she attractive? Is she older? Is she younger?
She's a comedian. She's
Is it
tall?
The one you mentioned last week?
Yeah, she's recently lost
It's the one you
weight.
Mentioned last week?
Yeah.
And she gets naked on OnlyFans?
I don't know if she gets... Obviously, I can't see, right? All I can see...
If you pay $50 and the chick doesn't take her clothes off.
Well, I mean...
Like, I want to see a donkey fucking her if I'm paying $50.
She posted on Facebook like a shot of basically her head, and you can see she's wearing a bra, and she says on OnlyFans
clearly
like,
it's not TikTok then,
and she's like on OnlyFans there's no cropping is what she said, right? And so I'm like, out of curiosity, like how much can you make, right? And yeah, so she was charging $50.
That's insane.
So like, but why pay $50?
Because it's normally like $8 or $10. So well, why? For me,
because it's free, you can get all that stuff for free. So is it just the people you want to see naked? Is that why you're spending?
Yeah, see, that's I don't know. We should maybe do an OnlyFans version of this. Because
can we find someone on OnlyFans?
Megan knows people on OnlyFans.
Well, we should interview her. Like, what is the like? Why would you pay for it?
Why would I pay for it? I would pay
as a man.
For it.
Maybe not you, but as like a man.
I would
for men
see. This is how I would use OnlyFans. If I could pay like $20 and then get a certain number of credits, and then I could pay. Like
per
a
view?
Certain number of credits. Yeah, per view or per... Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to like... Because you apparently sign up. It's like a subscription. Then every month it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
What was that? Bella Thorne was like that famous person who went on OnlyFans and like made like $1 million or something ridiculous like that in a short amount of time.
See, there's a girl. The girl that I considered, can't remember her name. I don't know. It's probably not even her real name. But I saw her on TikTok and she's funny. And she's very... what's the word when people make fun of themselves? They're self-deprecating. She's very self-deprecating. But she's funny. Yeah. Right? And
but is she doing comedy on OnlyFans or is she showing her tits?
No. I think she's into porn.
How much was she? I think we need to like spend
like
the money
bucks.
For just to
like
see.
Like $7 or $8. But you got to sign up for.
But do you have to guarantee for a year or can you just sign up for $8, see, and then like hop off?
I think you can pay for like 1 month, but it costs more.
I think we should just try.
Like, well, maybe next week that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Like let's just see let's peek behind the curtain.
Well, but she also posts nudes on Twitter.
So then what's the point?
That's what exactly it. That's exactly it. Like, I think, you know, and then people, even with podcasts and things like that, there's Patreon and there's all these other things where people post premium content and people will pay for it. It just seems like there's this whole other market. They don't just want the free. They want the extra stuff, right? And I have no idea what the extra stuff is.
Reported to prison.
Oh, wow.
I know, hey. Aunt Becky is in prison for 2 months-ish.
2 months. That would be a good amount of time to go to prison.
We should take a bet on how long she'll actually spend in prison.
I bet you she's out in a week.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
No.
Felicity Huffman did 11 of her 14 days.
Okay, then I think this girl will do 11 days.
Interesting.
No, she's not going to stay in there.
I mean, she'll be out for Christmas for sure.
Oh, absolutely for Christmas. Sure.
Yeah, and then it's her husband goes in for 5 months.
For 5 months. For cheating to get their kid into college.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for cheating to get their kid into college.
I know. Isn't that my $500,000 they spent to go to jail?
Yeah, but is this something that people should be going to jail for?
No. They should be pay the fine.
But it's fraud, right? Like, I mean, it is fraud. And they
But in the big picture.
And they spent $500,000 to a false charity and then made a tax deduction from that false charity.
Our prime minister does this all the time.
Well.
So. Not only does our prime minister do this all the time, he just had one of his cronies shut down the investigation.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, when you've got the power. But don't you want him to be held accountable?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then Lori Loughlin should be held accountable. Yeah.
I think there's a difference between Lori Loughlin and the leader of a country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about the case, but
yeah,
tax fraud.
I think it's more like a. You know what? I think it's more like a
tax fraud.
A house
Meanwhile,
arrest.
The president.
What about Wesley Snipes? He went to jail for how long for his tax fraud?
Wesley Snipes actually went to jail.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm sure he did okay in jail. I mean, she's going to do fine. It's like Martha Stewart when she went to jail. I mean, it's not like. It was hard for
her. But you still get, like, somebody looking up your bum when you go in, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure. But I guess if that's the worst part, then you're like, well, the bum part's happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still throw powder on you and hose you down.
Maybe they practiced that before she went in just so it wasn't such a shock.
Yeah, but I bet you they do it in a way so that it's
humiliating.
It's not as fun. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Oh, that's funny. I said not as fun, and then you said it was as fun.
So, David, my question for you is do you think that it's not jail time because of who they are or because of the crime?
Who they are. No, I'm just kidding. I just think the crime is a little – I think that I don't think the crime is worth going to jail.
We're talking like $25 million was fraudulently put through
They didn't charity. Pay $25 million.
Okay. In total, $25 million. Yeah,
but were they in charge of the charity?
No. That guy could get up to 65 years.
Yeah. See, that makes sense. Yeah. These guys just wanted to get their kid into college. Their dumb kid into college.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to jail so their dumb kid could go to college.
No, I don't know if she's dumb. I think there should be a penalty for sure. I just don't know if it's jail.
I mean, we're not talking like she's going to, 2 months seems like a gentle slap on the wrist. Felicity Huffman had 14 days.
And actually 2 months is not that long.
No.
So.
And they have to pay, like, I think she has to pay $150,000. Her husband has to pay $250,000. Right? But.
So anyways. what would you think would be a better penalty? And I don't mean a realistic penalty, but it's almost like, what would you like go to, how long does she have to go to jail for?
Who?
Lori Loughlin.
2 months.
2 months in jail or.
But I guess the other question, sorry, just divert for a second.
Is good. It gives me a chance to think of the or.
You've got people who are very rich and use their wealth to get advantages. So there should be, if you don't punish them, then what's the recourse?
No.
They already think they're above. They already think they're above everything else.
No, I don't. I think the rich.
But do they get to keep
having money is one thing.
Yeah.
Having money, I don't think is the kind of thing that you pursue. I think power is the kind of thing that you should pursue. And I think that it's a natural transition. Hey, I've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
It stuns me that Lori Loughlin has a lot of money.
Hurts her husband.
Oh, that they would not want to try to exert influence with it. Like, to me, it seems like a natural thing. And it almost seems to be.
So you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay, but I don't think it's as bad as going to jail.
I don't know. I don't agree.
There should be something in between nothing and going to jail. Is there already?
House arrest.
House arrest. Probation.
House arrest. Like, you know, like everybody right now.
Yeah.
Like the thing where they put you in the pillocks or pillar, whatever the things where your head and your arms.
Halfway
right?
house.
I think prison's probably better for her than a halfway Actually, house.
Hence why she should go to a halfway house.
What if every day or like each week you had to spend 20 hours in a freezing cold tank of water?
Well, I think they're crazy.
20 hours, I'd die.
Yeah, I think they're crazy.
No, throughout the week.
No. I'd die.
I still don't want cold water. When I was a child, and I'd have a fever, my mother would put me in ice baths.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not talking about
That's
ice
traumatic.
Bath. It was very traumatic.
Yeah, no, that's traumatic.
It's like, who the fuck does it? I think she just wanted to torture me. And she's like,
that is torture.
Oh, you have a fever?
What if she went to jail? What if you went to jail for this and it was 2 months?
Seems reasonable to me.
But
talking about my mother in the bathwater or Lori?
No, I'm coming up with something all new.
But
all
right. Who are we talking
about? Go ahead.
So you're in jail. You're in jail and it's for two months.
I'm in jail. Okay.
But in your jail, there's like an arena. Mm-hmm. And if you want some time off your sentence, you sign up to go into the arena.
Uh-huh.
And then.
This is like Hunger Games?
I'm just making this up as I go along.
Clearly. It's like Hunger Games.
And then when it's your turn to go into the arena, you walk into the arena and then there's like Drew Carey from the what's that show? Price is Right. Or some kind of cheesy guy is like, or the all right, show. We're going to take a week off your sentence if you can blah, blah, blah. In the arena, you can pay tickets to go see this.
I need to know the blah, blah, blah. That's the most important part.
You can endure an electric shock for a minute, or the ice cold tub, or torture.
So go to jail for 2 months or that.
No. Everybody who's in jail, you can get time taken off your sentence by going to the arena and letting people humiliate and torture you.
No. Can I take drugs while I'm in jail? Like, do I have easy, like jail now, do I have easy access to drugs?
No.
Then no.
Why did you even suggest this?
I'm just thinking outside the box. Where is your head? I'm just thinking outside the box.
I don't think you are outside the box.
Okay, then I just get let Lori Loughlin.
I mean, if I had to give a bunch of people blowjobs or eat them out, sure. You know?
Oh, so you would go into the arena and you would blow like
Drew Carey? Sure.
You'd blow Drew Carey for a week off your sentence.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be tortured, you know? I mean, I guess that would be
tortured. I think there's people. Would you blow Drew Carey for a week off your sentence?
I mean, if it's 2 months, probably not. It's 2 fucking months. I'm going to get out on good behavior because I'm that kind of person. So no.
Yeah, but this is really good behavior.
Now, if this was like a 10-year sentence, then sure, I'd blow Drew Carey.
See, to me, two months is not much.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, agreed. What?
2 months is not much. To me, I'm just going to sit and meditate
10 years.
Like, Lindsay Lohan went to jail for, I want to say, like 2 months, and she was out in like 6 hours because of prison overcrowding.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen with Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, so I think 10 years, sure, I'll start blowing people. 2 months, I'll do my time. Get some workouts in. Probably refuse to eat the shitty food.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll ride it.
Huh. Okay, say it's 5 years.
Yeah, okay, I'll start blowing.
So my sentence is 5 years.
Yeah, your sentence is
5 years. And how much do I get taken off?
Well, it depends on what you do.
Well, we need to...
Drew Carey, as you just said.
Blowing Drew Carey is a week. We said that.
No.
A month. Can I have a month for blowing Drew Carey?
No.
No. If you...
No, then I'm not doing it.
I probably still do it. I probably haven't seen a dick for a while, so...
No. Imagine poor Drew Carey, eh? Like, he's like, I do not want another 45 minutes of her going, why is this taking so long?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't do it. Yes. You know what? I would probably blow Donald Trump just to see if it works.
No.
If it's shrivelly. Like,
gross. I'm grossed out now.
Like. Is it Thank orange?
You. Really?
What color is Donald Trump's penis? Is his face really
I would
orange?
Guess a really pale purple.
No. I'm thinking the same thing she's thinking.
Like, why would he rub it on his dick?
Why does he rub it on his face? It doesn't look good.
How would he rub it on his dick?
What's going off there?
Why does he put it on his face?
That's my phone.
Does he look in the mirror and say, I'm not quite orange enough today? Let me add some orange?
No, actually, I read why he does it. Okay. Because they talked to, didn't I tell you guys this? They talked to some.
Or you did and we tuned you out.
Yeah, a dermatologist or something like that to say, why is Donald Trump orange? Because he's apparently very loyal.
Loyal?
Yeah, he's loyal. So if he finds something he likes, he sticks with it. So they think like literally like 20 years ago, he found this tanning lotion.
He didn't stick with any of his wives.
Well, he's sticking with Melania. True. Oh, I got a Melania thing to talk about too. But he basically found this thing he really liked. And despite the fact that there's much better products on the market now that don't turn you orange, he's like, I like it. So I stick to it. That's their theory.
That seems bullshit to me. Yeah. He's not loyal to any wives.
So have you guys heard about the fake Melania?
Yeah.
That's Hope Hicks, isn't it? Like, how has nobody said that?
How is what did you say?
It's Hope Hicks. I'm sure of it.
I'm sorry. What is Hope Hicks?
Hope Hicks works for him.
What is
so
that?
Anyway, like last weekend
name.
Or
it's
something.
It's not Ho Pictures. I think it's Hope.
Hicks.
Hicks.
Hope Hicks.
Hope Hicks. Oh, the...
Let Jen say it. She has a pop filter.
Hope Hicks.
There
That's
you go.
For you, Are you talking about his PR person?
No. Okay. Last weekend or earlier this week or whatever it was, there was a picture of what they are saying is a fake Melania. So because Melania clearly... hates Donald Trump.
I don't know if it's clear. Have you listened to her videotapes or her audio tapes?
It's when you see it, but I think it's when
it's
you
the
see
visual.
Her. Yeah, it's when you see her pulling her hand away
I
from
think
his hand.
She's Eastern European. She doesn't want to touch him in public.
Well, whatever.
No,
whatever. I don't think she's,
I agree with David.
I don't think she's a fan of his.
No, I
think
agree.
If he gets out of office in November, or I guess he won't get out till January into January, February, they're still going to be married.
I don't disagree with that. No, I don't disagree with that. She's why did she marry him in the first place?
It's not like she's like, oh, you're hot. Let me suck your orange dick.
Money.
Exactly. So she's not going to leave that.
The money is still there February.
That's right.
You think it will be? You think a few years from now he's still going to be as rich as he is now?
Probably not.
Yeah. Everyone's... I don't know. I think the sun might be setting. Maybe she'll just hang out till he dies. How long is he going to live, eh?
I mean, after he's out of office, I don't think that long. Yeah. Once his money gets stripped away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He becomes a joke.
Everybody he already is a joke.
He's not. He's got enough people surrounding him. I think he's a hero.
100%. Yeah.
Anyway, this picture comes out in a helicopter, and they're like, there's a fake Melania. Like, how are we supposed to believe this is Melania? And I look at it, and I don't know anything about anything. But it's Hope Hicks.
I don't think it's Hope Hicks. It looks like Melania to me.
No.
It's just a different
angle. No, it doesn't look like Melania.
Hope Hicks? It does to me.
Hope Hicks, I don't know what she does. She works for him. She's a very smart, very accomplished young lady.
She's probably the one blowing.
She's like 31 or 32 or something.
Anyways, I would not blow Donald Trump for a week or a month.
So you
if that's all it, no, that's all it got
okay,
off.
Okay, okay.
Maybe you could negotiate.
Who would you rather, Donald Trump or Justin Trudeau?
To blow?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Trump. Or Justin Trump.
Justin Trump.
She's blowing both.
Yeah. She wants to start with
Can you imagine that mix?
I just, is that Justin Trudeau orange? Is that Trump white? Like, what is
yeah,
that?
Justin, what's the visual? Justin Trump was Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
Can you imagine? Okay, you know who Pierre Elliott Trudeau reminds me of?
Who?
The boss from The Simpsons.
Mo.
Really?
Oh, Abe? What's his name? Oh, shoot.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Yeah. That's what he reminds me of, yeah. I thought Pierre Elliott was really ugly.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he was. That's why there's no way he's Justin's father.
Well, we're not going to start talking about his parentage.
Why not?
Because she doesn't want to talk about, well, some people would say Fidel Castro. I would say Mick Jagger.
Oh, that could be. Didn't she date Mick Jagger?
She did.
Yeah.
Although the refutation of that is like that was a couple years after.
Oh, well,
it's like,
allegedly.
Well, yeah, maybe they hooked up and then.
Just like Prince Harry's dad is Prince Charles. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Anyway, who would you rather? Because you never answered the question.
Yeah,
Justin Trudeau. You made up Justin Trump. I would rather blow Donald Trump. Which one of you is playing something Justin Trudeau talking?
Huh?
I can't stand him talking.
I can't either, but we didn't say that he had
he
to talk.
He might moan a little, but he's not going
to. Plus, I think Trump.
In fact, I might put duct tape over his mouth.
I think Trump.
And put a paper bag.
Yeah.
Of Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
You're in jail. You don't have those options.
Oh.
Oh.
So you said you'd blow Trump?
I can close my
Probably
eyes.
Probably Trump, yeah, because I think Trump would get into it.
Oh, God.
I met Trudeau.
It's not about getting into it. It's about an old limp dick. Wrinkly.
Yeah, limp
dick.
But I'm the
with
last
balls one. That are hitting your chin.
I'm the last one to judge on that.
Because you have a limp dick?
Oh, sometimes. I mean, if I was sucking it, probably.
We've had conversations about this. I'm not sure this is the proper place to get into it, but.
I don't. What conversations have we had?
Just about who you would let it suck and who you would let suck it.
Oh.
And really, the consensus was anyone.
Callie, when you're listening to this, I don't recall the consensus ever being anyone.
I mean, by consensus, I mean that's what I thought.
Anyone?
Yes.
We had a conversation about who I'd let suck my dick, and you thought it was everyone?
Well, but like we talked about whether you would let a man suck your dick.
Okay, in a very hypothetical way, but I don't know.
But that's the point. Is like it's not a hard no for you. It's kind of like, well, maybe.
Yeah, but I think the point of the conversation that we were having.
You don't even remember the conversation 5 minutes ago, but now you remember the conversation.
No, I'm saying what I think, because I've had this conversation a couple times, is more, like, it depends on so many different things. Because I think, I'm going to guess when we were talking about it, Leonardo DiCaprio came up.
No, but now that he has come up.
Yeah. So who would suck your cock?
He loves
whose cock you would suck?
I don't know that I would ever.
Suck a cock.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But he would let Leo
DiCaprio. I don't know what we're talking about.
Shocking. Well, because the theoretical question where like who would you I let like a guy would I ever fool around with a guy and I'm like probably no but I'm never going to say 100% no because Leonardo DiCaprio's out there.
I mean, I wouldn't touch Leonardo DiCaprio with a 10-foot pole. He
really?
Disgusts me. Yeah,
he's
to me.
He's like the most impressive guy I've ever met.
We know that.
Really?
Yeah. Know
what's
like
gross
him.
About him?
Everything. He's
well. Don't say everything. Like what?
He's
like,
ugly. I really don't like his "I'm high and mighty" bullshit. Like, let's talk about oil and gas while I fly in private.
But
everywhere.
That's all image. That's all. But he's just trying to curate an image.
It disgusts me.
He's one of the nicest people I've met.
Well,
we know this. You've told us.
Yeah,
we know
yeah.
you.
And everybody here knows it. But I won't tell the story. But
nobody wants to blow a nice guy.
I don't think he's
really?
Ugly though.
No.
Oh well, this ties all the way back to our simp conversation again. That I tried to get started. So I would say simps try to ingratiate themselves with women that they, for some reason, think they have a connection with online by being super nice and really complimentary. And that doesn't work, does it?
I was going to say, what man likes a nice woman? You like to be called a fat fuck.
Well, in the heat of the moment.
But I'm just saying nice girls don't do that.
I guess that's my, thank you very much. Whatever. Anyway, so this idea of being nice. So nice doesn't work at all when you're trying to pick
somebody
up.
Don't agree because I like a nice guy. I've never dated the bad
really?
Guy. Yeah, I've always been into the good guy. Nice guys have never, I've never been attracted to them. Or sorry, bad guys. Bad boy has never been a thing for me.
I wonder why.
I just don't.
So if you posted something online, the guy was always like, you're so wonderful. You're so beautiful. You're so great.
I'd be like, let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think I'm not the norm. Well, I am taken. Yeah.
Do you think you're not the norm?
Yeah. I think most girls I know are into sort of like that bad guy, toxic relationship drama. Like they like the drama of it, maybe.
Hmm.
I'm not into that.
Hmm.
I don't think Kylie is either. Are you into the bad boy?
First of all, you know how I feel about online.
Yeah.
But if a guy, that is how I met Richard. Yeah. Right?
He was a bad boy?
No, not at all. He was very respectful and very courteous, but.
You posted a revealing picture online and he was like, put a top on, slut.
He was not, you know, oh, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. That would actually turn me off.
Interesting. Yeah,
that would. Not because it's a bad guy. It's just like, to me, it's like, okay. Whoa, slow
too
down,
strong. Too
back
strong.
Off. Yeah. So
I think it's from talking to people, because it's like, it's funny, like that one girl I was talking about, Canmore, because I said, you're like the queen of the simps. And then she gets, and that's what it is for her too. It's a little too strong.
Yeah.
It's too strong.
Yeah.
I agree. So.
But at the same time, I think that there's women out there who just, they realize the guy's not being genuine.
Yeah.
Like I think when you don't know a person at all.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but how do you I want to marry you. You're genuine. Amazing. Online, you can't.
I don't think you can be genuine online.
You can't, right?
No, I don't understand how.
You can't.
Well, Are you?
I think you can be genuine, but is it interpreted as genuine? Like, I can genuinely think someone is nice, wonderful, sweet.
If you've never met them.
Yeah.
No. That is, no, you can't, Jennifer, because they lie.
She's just like, fuck you, Jennifer.
Ooh, Kylie's alive now. Yeah, Let's go.
They lie.
Yeah.
And when I say they, both men and women
lie. I agree that people do lie. I just don't necessarily know that equals that
there's nothing
that
genuine about online.
Is ungenuine.
There's nothing
but
genuine about online.
But you met Richard online.
But there was a process that happened in a week. And within, you know, just a few communications back and forth, he said,
that
I'd like to meet
you. That happened in a week.
Yeah. No,
remember when she was like 90 days? Now it's a week.
No. That wasn't
That's
sex,
different.
David. That was just within a week of actually meeting online, he said, I would like to meet you in person.
Yeah.
And right away, him doing that made me feel like, okay, yeah.
It's genuine.
It's genuine, right? Yeah. I want to meet this guy too. And then he showed up. Genuine, right?
Yeah.
So, and then it all kind of unfolded from there.
So guys online don't want to meet and then they don't show up?
100%.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, and they don't even want to talk to you on the phone,
My sister would probably be a good podcast guest just to talk about her experiences with all this, right? But yeah, she's had people not show up. She's had people where they've talked for weeks and then it's like time to meet. And
when you say talked, you mean text.
Like text, yes.
They haven't even fucking phoned you.
Yeah, and then they don't show up, right? They'll stand you up or they'll just ghost you. And
that's
she's
insane.
Like, she's like really into these people. Like, oh my God, they seem so nice.
Yeah.
And then like nothing, they're gone.
And so not genuine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You are not genuine until you meet in person.
Oh, 100%. And even then, 100%. I even think then you're not.
Well, not for the
like,
first of a while.
Who's themselves on a first date?
No one.
Exactly.
No one.
Yeah, no one.
You're your best version of yourself, which isn't who you are.
So to everyone out there who's listening, which is Marissa. Right? Make sure they call you and make sure you go out on a date.
And make sure you date longer
than
6 months
they show
before
up.
You get married. Alright, what's our next topic there, David?
Well, did we get resolution on the last one?
What was the last one?
Genuine guys, genuine people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess we did. We did. So you work with nice guys. Otherwise,
I'm a nice guy. And I, when
otherwise, guys should just be normal.
Yeah, I mean,
and
don't
they
rush
should show
it.
Up. They should. Show
I'm with
up.
Kylie. Like, don't rush it. And like, don't be crazy, right? But
be respectful.
But in terms of
be
like,
courteous.
Liking
oh, that's
a nice
the big one.
Yeah.
I that like these guys. They don't seem to understand the difference between
chivalry.
Being complimentary and then being disrespectful. Oh yeah, chivalry.
Well, and I think. Chivalry isn't dead, right? Like, I mean, it seems like, and I granted, I haven't dated for a very long time, obviously, and I dated before online dating.
Is your husband still chivalrous?
He takes very good care. Yeah. Like, I mean, does
I would
open?
I would say it's dead. From what the, in case people are listening, we read an article, and I don't know, maybe I'll post a link to it on the website. We read an article that claimed chivalry in a kind of an old-fashioned sense is dead. And I would 100% say this. People just don't know that anymore.
I think
right?
it is. I think women would still love it and appreciate it.
But some
I
women think, would.
The older women.
That's the point of the article. Some women would.
My sister would, and she's younger. Right?
Really? Like, yeah. I don't even think she would know what chivalry is if it fucking hit her in the head.
I mean, I don't know that that's not true. And I think my sister might be a bad example, but maybe she's a good example in terms of maybe it is dead, right?
She is. She's a good example of what Marissa was saying the other day. Hello, Marissa. of that women have lowered their expectations and allowed so much that, you know what, abuse is okay.
I think my sister, the thing with my sister is I think she's kind of like the nice guy antithesis. Like as soon as someone's a nice guy, she like is gone. Like it's boring. It's not. Like for her, it's a huge turnoff if someone's kind of nice to her, right? Which is
what is wrong,
right?
That?
Like it seems so shocking to me.
But it's to me, it's because definitely one of Carol Ann's love languages is acts of service.
Mine too.
Even though she would never say it.
Mine
but
is.
If I do something for her, like even now, if I do something for her, she's blown away, and I'll be like, I don't see the big deal. But it's because it's one of her love languages. So I think if one of your love languages is acts of service,
chivalry,
and you know that chivalry
David,
is
I
an act of service.
You thought that was garbage.
What?
Love languages.
The love languages.
No, just to
you
clarify.
You said it was garbage.
He
no, I said it was garbage.
Save a relate. Like you can't read that book and all of a sudden your relationship is saved.
I think that the concepts in it are reasonable. I think it's a good book for when people first meet and are deciding if they want to have a relationship. I think as it's presented and as it was presented to me when my marriage was failing as here's something that we should read, it'll help.
Yeah.
And then reading it and I honestly think that the book was written for people who, for religious reasons, aren't allowed to let their marriage fail. It's like, I know she hates you and I know he hates you. But I agree with the concepts, but I think the way the book presents it as a way to fix a marriage, here's a way to not hate each other 24/7.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work like that.
Like do something nice for him and hold it. Let her hold your hand and you won't want to kill each other.
Honestly, your love language.
Do you know what love language Caroline is?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You don't sound convincing.
Acts of service.
You're guessing as opposed to that you know.
Well, because here's what's going to happen. She's going to listen to this. And so I have a choice. I can say either what she thinks her love languages are or
why don't
her
you
love
make her do the
are.
Test first?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, she has, but I don't remember the answer.
Okay, my husband's number one is physical touch.
All guys is physical touch.
My lowest one is physical touch.
Really?
Yeah. My number one is.
You know why?
Why?
What your uncle did to you when you found out that. My Princess Di died.
For the record, my uncle did nothing inappropriate. that time. I digress. My number one is gift giving, and that's Sean's last one. So it's like our love languages really don't line up, although my second one is acts of service, and he does a really great job of that. But he also does like the man thing where it's like, I did the dishes. That's acts of service. It's like, no. You live here. You live here. Doing the dishes is not doing me a favor, right? Like it's part of living together, right? So it's like if you want to do an act of service for me, it has to be something that's specific to me, right? And dishes is not specific
to me. For sure.
What's Caroline's? Do you think?
I don't think he wants to answer.
Well, I'm going to say it's – well, what are they? Just remind me. There's
acts of
service,
quality time, gift giving, physical touch, and words of affirmation.
So it's definitely acts of kindness, physical touch.
Acts of service. Not
acts
kindness.
Of service. Or acts of service. Sorry.
She's physical touch.
Yeah, second. Physical touch.
Yeah.
Acts of service. And okay, not gift giving and not words of affirmation. I'm missing one.
Quality time.
There quality time. Yeah. So definitely quality time. And mine is also quality time. And mine's also physical touch. And those are probably my two big ones.
Well, it's good that you both have physical touch.
Yeah. That's why the crazy stuff happens. Yeah.
Fair enough. No, because I think one of our biggest challenges between my husband and I is like his number one is physical touch. That's my last one. My number one's gift giving, and that's his last one.
See ya, Kylie.
So it's like both
of us.
Have
a good weekend.
So ours are so opposite. So it's good that yours actually line up to some extent because ours absolutely do not.
Then how do you sustain a relationship if they don't?
Well, I mean, we're.
Because that was the problem with Megan and I.
Yeah. I mean, we're almost 20 years in. And I think for me, honestly, it was taking gift giving off the table because anytime you bought me a gift, it was more detrimental to our relationship than just taking it off the table, right? Huh. So had to take, but that's an easy one to take off the table, right? Taking off.
If it's one of your languages.
Hard to take off, you know, physical touch or acts of service. Like those are, to me, I guess, more monumental. But I show love by gift giving, and Sean's reciprocated and appreciated those gift givings, but he just cannot gift give. And anytime he has gift given, it has been like a, like detrimental to our relationship. Right. And
physical just because the gift didn't resonate.
It didn't resonate. Yeah. Like it didn't. Like 2 years in a row, he bought me the same necklace for Christmas. Honestly, right? And so I opened it up. The first year was like, great, right? And then the second year, I'm like, you're kidding, right? And I'm like, Sean, you literally gave me this necklace last year. And he's like, I did? He's like, well, I thought I liked it.
I'm terrible at gifts too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Because it's not my language. Because I literally don't like when people give me things.
Yeah.
So like, well, if I want something, I'll buy it. And if it's in it, like there's been some differences. Like if somebody's going to be, and I don't even mean my partner. I mean, if somebody's going to be overly generous, and it's like, wow, it's kind of amazing. And I can think of two gifts. One of them actually Kevin gave me.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Kevin gave me, this was in the 90s, and just out of the blue, when Kevin and I were young, because we grew up together, he had an Atari and then a ColecoVision, and I had an Intellivision. So we had these like early gaming console things, and that's what we spent a lot of our time doing. We kind of bonded over. And then so in the 90s, at some point for Christmas, he gave me a Super Nintendo. And at the time, I was like, what a ridiculous gift, but it was so generous. And then I played with it lots and I really, really appreciate it and stuff like that. So that was one. And then actually a couple of years ago when Callie gave me my Fitbit.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I don't – like if I want something, I'll buy it, right?
But it's not – I guess it's not – like for me as someone who gives gifts and I really take a lot of pride in doing that, it is finding like the one thing that someone wants that they won't buy or that they don't even necessarily think of, right? Like my husband, for instance, 1 year it was buying him a Jules Verne series of books, right? Like, so it's not something that he would ever think to buy himself, but it's something that once you have in front of you, it's like, wow, right? The proper gift giving shows that you know that person, and it's about that effort and recognition, right? That you know that person very well. But that's why it's hard to buy gifts for someone whose love language is gift giving, because it's not about buying me a gift. It's about buying me the right gift.
Yeah, that's freaking tough.
Yeah.
That's a high hurdle to clear.
It is, because, and I also know because I buy gifts for people to show love that my expectation is like a 10, right? Like that's what I expect.
But it's like you have a test.
Yeah.
And so buying a gift for you isn't buying a gift for you.
100%.
It's passing a test.
How well do you know me?
Every fucking time.
So true.
Every Christmas.
Yeah.
Every birthday.
Yeah.
Every anniversary. God.
Yeah. My favorite gift I've ever received is a strawberry shortcake blanket, right? So like the person.
How old were you? I'm assuming you were a child.
I was an adult.
Really? Who bought it for you?
My aunt. Yeah.
And why?
Because she had my name in the Christmas gift exchange, and so she bought me this blanket. And it's Strawberry Shortcake was obviously one of my favorite cartoons growing up. I'm a zillennial. And so it was so memorable and so thoughtful and so, right? And she probably spent like $25 on this blanket. But to me, that was like probably one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten.
That's weird, a strawberry shortcake blanket. Because it didn't smell like strawberries, did it?
You know what? Not that I recall, no.
Because that was a strawberry shortcake thing. She smelled like strawberries.
And then my grandma.
Like peach smelled like peaches.
My grandma bought me a Columbia jacket, which for when I was growing up as a poor, poor child, that was never attainable. And so she bought one for me and that was like. But obviously, that was a more expensive gift. But
actually, that's interesting because when you were younger, somebody's coming in.
Wow, do you just have her bring a drink for you every hour?
I do every 20 minutes. Thank you, and it works. I'm like, thanks, Amy.
Wow.
I think one of the reasons I don't like gifts, see, she straightened the curtain like Kylie was too good to when she left.
She's great.
That's why Amy's the goods. Yeah,
yeah.
I think one of the reasons I don't like gifts is because when I was little, I knew because I came from like not a lot of means, I guess.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And I know what it would do to people to buy me a nice gift.
Like the finance. But that's the thing with gift giving. Yeah. It's not about nice. It's not about cost. That's not what it's about. My best gifts have been small gestures.
And maybe that's the thing. I think like if I'm going to give a nice gift, it has to be a grand gesture.
It doesn't. Huh. It has to show you've been listening. It has to show that you know the person.
But that's you.
No, I think that's what gift giving is. It's finding the right thing for the right person. It does not have to be the most expensive thing. So you're thinking about it wrong.
I am. And I wonder why. I wonder why I think about it wrong.
Because I think a lot of people think that giving a good gift is like an expensive gift. I think that's a common thought. But that's not what the love language is. It's do you listen? Are you?
But
do
I
you
don't
know me? Well, that's most men, I like, think.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Do you listen? Do you know me? Do you know what I would like?
Like, I think Carol Ann secretly is likes getting gifts.
I think most women do. Because well, maybe that's not true. Maybe it's just women who have that as their love language, right? But.
And maybe it's for a lot of the reasons, like this, for her birthday this year. And I've, you know, every birthday I've been involved in for the past few years, I've ruined. And yeah. She's like, she's bitter that I ruined her birthday.
Yeah, she wouldn't even let you near her on her birthday.
Yeah, that's actually true. And I had one thing to do, which I thought was going to be easy and turned out to be a big deal, finding a campsite. And I was like legitimately stressed. I was so stressed, Callie got stressed.
Yeah.
That was a crazy day. That was a crazy day. but then I bought her a piece of jewelry, like just not an expensive piece of jewelry, just a little thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if she still wears it. And the funny thing is I knew she would take it back and she did take it back. Yeah. Cause
that's so interesting. Cause my husband, his go-to is buying me jewelry and I am not a jewelry person.
Oh, really?
So it's like, I don't want jewelry. Right. But I think for men, it's like jewelry is the gift, right? Like I have to go get earrings or a necklace or rings.
That's funny because what's the place where you buy the bangles? Like you get the bracelet.
Pandora?
Pandora. So Pandora, both for Megan and then for Callie, Pandora was the go-to.
Yeah.
Because they were working on their things, whatever.
Yeah.
And then some newspaper, magazine or something online published a thing about how if your partner buys you a Pandora thing, it's because they've realized that it's like a get out of jail free card. Like we don't have to put any thought in it. We just go back and say, hey, what charm?
True.
Oh, it was 100% true. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was good because Megan liked it and Callie liked it. And they enjoyed building up this little collection of charms or whatever like that in Pandora. And it was like, hey, you fucking asshole. Like, why did you have to ruin it for us?
It's like I'm known like in my family as the gift whisperer because you give me someone's name or someone to buy a gift and I will find the right gift for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whether it's like the perfect sweater or whatever.
And how do you do it?
I just listen, I guess. And I think it's easy for me because gift giving is my number one love language, right? So for me, I'm always listening. I'm always paying attention, right? So when it comes
man,
time to
man, I fundamentally don't even know how to do that. Yeah,
fair enough.
What would you get Kylie?
Oh, Kylie? You know, what would I've thought about that before. But she would be very awkward if you ever gave her a gift.
Well, her birthday's coming up.
That's true. Not that we can talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe some gin, like just getting her a bottle of gin. She'd probably really appreciate that. I think with someone like Kylie, it has to be something that is not overtly a gift. You know, what did I get her last year? Oh, last year I just got her a card that was really about gin. And it wasn't so much about getting her a gift because Kylie doesn't really like getting gifts, right? But it's still acknowledging her birthday. And it's still saying, hey, like, I like you. I care about you. And I thought about you on your birthday. So for me last year, I just gave her a card acknowledging her birthday.
Huh. See, I just wouldn't get her anything.
Right? But it wasn't just any card. It was a card that I specifically like found and was like, oh my God, this is a Kylie card.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So maybe some gin. And I think, you know, you and I talked about getting her gin. We did get her gin last year together. Because I told you to.
Is that when we got the Empress?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and you guys aren't drinking
Empress,
because
I got her the card and I said, David, get her gin before you come in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what she...
Oh, yeah, and that's the first time I bought Empress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not drinking it now. You're not drinking it now.
Well, because that's long gone. That was November of last year.
No, but I thought you guys were... Oh, because she has a bottle of Empress now. Maybe it's the same bottle.
No, it's definitely not. We polished that one off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Before the fun police.
Yeah, before the
fun... Yeah, that was pre-fun police.
Go to the last one. You'll hear all about our thoughts on the fun police. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So like Kylie, gin, a nice card, and you know, there you go.
Oh, all right.
So that's the art of gift giving.
So we picked apart that as a love language. Mm-hmm. See, I think this is why guys like physical touch so much, because it's such a simple love language.
That's true. My husband, it's interesting because I've got kids. What would you say are Callie's love languages?
I don't know, man. She's 17. She doesn't have any yet.
No, after 9 years old. There's actually a book on kids' love languages. Because you still want to connect with your children. And show them love, how they like to receive love.
Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like trying to pay attention.
I know what makes Kelly happy, but I don't know how to translate that into a love language.
Like, what is she? Does she like spending time with you? Does she like when you do things for her? Does she like when you buy her gifts? Does she like, you know, like, I'm sure.
She likes buying gifts. I know that because.
But how does she receive love? Like, what do you find is the most effective way to communicate that you love her?
Talking? Does that make any sense?
So words of affirmation?
Like having meaningful
quality time. That would be quality time.
Yeah,
then.
I'd say maybe quality time. Maybe words of affirmation. I'd say words of affirmation right now are pretty big with her.
Yeah.
She's got her head screwed on pretty well, but she really is the happiest. Like watching her ups and downs this summer as we've tried to get her car working and different things. And as she's trying to get a job and things, she really likes winning. and it eats her up when she's losing, right? Yeah. So anything that you can do to kind of give her a leg up or make her feel like she's moving in the right direction, because she's it's tough right now because I see her and she will get so worked up over nothing.
Yeah.
But she's 17. Yeah. Right? Like, try to tell her it's nothing.
Yeah, you can't.
And yeah, like she's, I think of a lot of the things that could go wrong, or I think of a lot of the things that when I was her age, the things that we did, like she doesn't drink. She doesn't party. Yeah. She's not fooling around. She's not that I know of, right? And I think she's either with me or with her mom or at work.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's like going out with her friends and doing God knows what at God knows what hours. I hope she's happy.
Yeah.
I hope it's working out for her. But like when, for people who are just listening, I guess, she got in an accident with my car in the spring and we spent all summer trying to fix it. And we thought we had it fixed. And then it abandoned me on the back roads halfway home 2 days ago because we forgot to look at the radiator, which if you look at my TikTok, which I'll share on the website, is completely ironic. But even that, like she was like, oh my God, why does nothing ever work out? Why is everything always terrible? And I kind of saw that part of myself in her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I hope I didn't pass that on.
No, so, but I think you show, and I think that's what love language is. Obviously, it's given me an idea to help my relationship with Sean and to manage expectations. And then I'm hoping to connect with my children, right? Like I have one child who very much physical touch is 100% like his top love language.
Keep talking because I'm going to go get my drink.
Okay.
In case everybody's listening and you're thinking we're sitting in the little podcast studio, we are distanced.
No studio.
Oh, this is nice. It's relaxing in here. Yeah. But to keep ourselves socially distanced, I have to go up and get my drink. I can't have it handed to me, so I'll be right back.
So just understanding what my children's love languages are, one of them is clearly physical touch. So it's and it's interesting because as a mother whose love language is not physical touch, it's something I have to make a conscious effort to consistently make time for and to accept and to receive and to give, right? Because it's not natural for me for whatever reason, probably because of my terrible, terrible childhood, which is strange because you had a terrible, terrible childhood and physical touch is still.
But I'm a guy. I guess it's different.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? I think it's different.
But for you, is physical touch sex or is it holding hands? Is it cuddling? Like what is
all right, this touch? Is going to shock you. This is going to shock you. And I know when Carol Ann listens to this, she's going to burst out laughing. No, I love cuddling.
Yeah.
Which I think people would be shocked. I think even Callie might be shocked.
Yeah.
Right? But no.
I think it's like my husband. It's not about sex. It's really about touching. It's about cuddling. It's about hugging. It's about.
But I think it's because I was denied that when I was young.
Maybe. Right? But I mean, I was, and it's still like for me, it makes me uncomfortable to this day.
Really?
Like, I'm not a hugger.
Have you ever been with anybody?
What do you mean?
Like a previous partner or something? Or like you've never.
I've never
enjoyed
been.
It? Really?
It's not that I don't enjoy.
Yeah, like
intimacy.
Somebody like drawing on your back or rubbing your hair or something or.
No. Yeah. Like I just, you know, it's not that I don't enjoy intimacy when we're in an intimate moment, but it's not something I seek out per se.
Even with my ex-wife, I enjoyed it until a certain point where it just stopped happening. And I think that was one of the things that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Fair enough. Especially if it's your love language and if you're not receiving that at all.
Yeah.
Then.
Because you get to the point, if it is your. If it's important to you and it's not happening, you get to the point you're like, well, why am I even in this relationship?
Yeah, totally. Huh. Yeah.
That's funny because I don't like being touched, but you go for massages and stuff.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did for some reason.
I go to therapy, but that's about it.
No, because I can't stand being touched, which is why I think that – but we've talked about this before because the whole idea of being demisexual and things like that, which is a form of actually a form of asexuality where you don't seem to make the same – physical connections with people that other people do. And this one specifically, unless you have, because I don't want, like I want a certain amount of connection or bond with somebody before I want them to touch me.
Yeah, 100%.
But then once they cross that barrier, then I enjoy it. And I think maybe it kind of makes up for the lack of the rest of it in my life.
Well,
don't
get me wrong. It's not like I don't enjoy it. Of course I enjoy it. It's just, it doesn't cross my mind. Like it's not like, you know, like it's just not something that it crosses my mind.
Hmm.
Like, it's like when once, and that's, I think that's one of the challenges when you're married for as long as I'm, like, you know, where sex and intimacy is no longer sort of like the top thing, right? And so, but it's not that I don't enjoy engaging in that, but it's like if we haven't done it for a few days, it's like it just sort of like is out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, right? So it's like I don't even think about making it a priority. It doesn't even cross my mind.
Yeah. And I think that's natural for a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
You kind of go on, which is sad, but it's, I think it's important.
For sure. You have to make that connection, right? But
yeah, but I think eventually, if you're going to be with somebody for the rest of your life, you get to a point where there has to be something else. But I think holding hands or cuddling or stuff like that, still, like, just the physical act of touching each other has to be great. I even if it doesn't turn into sex.
Yeah, right? Fair enough. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I really have to go to the washroom.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do our goodbyes.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. We recorded another podcast. Ooh. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you later, alligators.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Loose and Conversational podcast. Catch us every week at looseandconversational.com. You can reach us through the website or email directly at opaq72@looseandconversational.com. That's O as in hour, H as in hour, P as in pseudonym, E as in urn, U as in urn, K as in knob, E as in I as in I, W as in right, 72@looseandconversational, spelt just like it sounds. Bye, everyone.